interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, let's go to a taco restaurant in Florida. And this goes back to the 8th of April when we had the big eclipse. A woman who left over $1,000 in tips at the Florida taco restaurant because she thought she was going to get swept up in a biblical rapture when the eclipse came, now wants her money back. The server at the restaurant was on Reddit saying she was nice, but she kept trying to preach to me a little bit. When her bill came to $40, she added a $300 tip and wrote on the receipt, quote, "In case you don't rise up on the 8th. The woman returned a few days later and tipped a different server $777. So she's
in
another
eclipse coming?
I'm not sure. This was a couple days before the eclipse that she came in. And
okay. So both of these tips were
before the eclipse. And then that other server got the $777. So as we tally up, she's over $1,000 in tips. When the rapture didn't happen and the eclipse came and went, she came back to the restaurant trying to get her money back. But, they said she's back again, adamant that the tips were somehow fraudulent and that they tampered with them. Her claims are of fraud, they said, are impossible because they bring the card reader to the table and it's the guest who decides the tip amount by pressing the correct option. And she's the one hitting the tip option before hitting pay.
And they do now have, on the tip options, they got 15, 20, 25%.
Sure.
And they have a rapture option as well if you want to go for that.
You can go create your own custom tip. And that's what she thought she was doing. Here's your $777 tip.
So they're not giving her money.
They're not giving it back to her.
I bet there was a race to that woman's table the second time she came in. They saw her like, that's the rapture.
I got her. You take a break,
mine.
Billy.
She's mine. And then I'm going on vacation after I serve this table. All right, police in Bicester, England, thought for sure something was wrong with the sirens on their squad cars. When officers were inside the station, they would on occasion hear the sound of sirens outside, and they're like, "What? Is that somebody coming?" And then they just thought, I wonder if somebody's playing with our sirens. Somebody's out there monkeying with the cars. Every time they would go outside and they would check, the siren sound would stop. So then they thought, well, maybe they're malfunctioning. I don't know. Well, finally, after a few days, they figured it out. After an officer rushed outside to check for the sirens, he could tell that the siren sound was not coming from police vehicles. It was coming from the trees. It was a bird. A bird, now we don't know what kind. A bird had successfully mimicked the siren sound to the point that the cops thought it was actually a siren. They called it uncannily accurate.
Wow. And how about this story out of Alberta? A story of a man facing harassment and in his quest to end that harassment has him calling the police, changing all his personal information. He doesn't know what to do. It's been going on for 6 months and he can't get it to stop. The guy's name is Justin Rabicki and he's being harassed, John, with endless pizza. Pizza just keeps getting delivered to his house, his work. Any place they can track him down, they will deliver him a pizza. It's been going on for the last six months. It started with a place called Pizza 73. And they're not being charged to his card, so he's not getting charged for the pizzas. But the pizzas keep showing up. The
complimentary pizzas?
Yeah, the delivery drivers get mad because he says he doesn't want the order and tells them to take the pizza back. He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start. He said he was spooked on how the scammer was using his personal information in the orders. They had his phone number, his address, all that kind of stuff, his email address. And so he says, he thought that people were, hacking on him, been hacked into. Police told him to change his number, and he did. That didn't stop the deliveries. They told him, and they don't just go into his home. They'd get delivered to his work. He called up Pizza 73 and said, "Do not accept any orders under my name." So then the scammer switched to Domino's, and the pizzas started coming from Domino's. He says the scammer is using technology to manipulate the phone number and make it look like Justin is making the call. He doesn't know who's doing this. He says it can't be a disgruntled ex or anything like that because, quote, he's never dated anyone. He said either someone has a real beef with the pizza places and they're doing it to them, or they have some revenge against me. I have no clue. He says it's been over $1,000 worth of pizza. He says he hopes it's not going to waste and that they're giving it to people who may need it. The police are still investigating, and he is ramping up the security on his computer. So I guess if Pizza 73, they've stopped delivering and Domino's has stopped delivering, maybe with the new Tim Hortons pizza, they're starting out. Tim Hortons will start delivering the pizzas to him.
The guy's never dated. Don't order him a pizza. Order him a girl somehow, huh?